If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy & Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now, all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy & Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy & Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered, so you can get to know the neighborhood without ever setting foot in it. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, including detailed video overviews and unbiased information from a multitude of sources. Basically, everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, even things like median lot size and a noise score, is available to you on Homes.com. And if you have a family or plan on raising one, Homes.com has all the information you need about the local schools in the area. Where your kids or future kids go to school is as important as any decision you'll make in the home shopping process. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This Thursday, Anthropic made an exciting announcement. They just released two new versions of a Claude. They have Opus 4 and Sonnet 4. Today, we're going to talk about the extreme capabilities of these models, and also what they're doing to compete against some of the other models out there. So before we get into that, Jane, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Yeah, if you've ever wanted to grow or scale your business using AI tools, Jamie and I, every single week, we have a school community called AI Hustle, and we break down all of the AI tools we're using, all the techniques, the tactics, and everything that we're doing. We share. We have over 50 videos in our bonus content. So every single week, a new video comes into the bonus content. And we share all of our different side hustles, from being an AI consultant to how Jamie made $25,000 last year with an Amazon program, how he's scaling that this year with AI. Tons of different things. It's all $19 a month. In the past, we had this at $100 a month. And we'll probably raise the price in the future again. But right now, it's at $19. And if you lock in that price, it will never be raised on you. So we'd love to have you as one of our 300 members. We have an amazing discussion, a great group of people on there. And we'd love to see you around. But let's get into what's going on with Anthropic. So like Jamie mentioned, this is the new Claude 4, which I personally am ecstatic for, and I will tell you why. But before I do, Jamie, just off the top of your head, is there anything kind of interesting or noteworthy that sticks out to you on the story?
Well, I was looking down at the numbers as far as like their benchmarks and what they measure against, and it looks like on paper, it's like one of the best models out there, if not the best, with the exception of a couple different categories. Beating a lot of the OpenAI ones. So I feel like, you know, Claude is maybe to the public not as popular, except for maybe in the coding world. But I think if they can get some good press, I feel like they have an opportunity to be one of the top players in not just the coding area, but in all areas. So it's pretty exciting.
Yep, 100%. So I will tell you the reason why I am super, super stoked about this. Recently, the last like week, we've been working over at AI Box, which is my no-code AI app builder and marketplace we're working on. We just launched our first product, which is a AI Box playground. You can try top 20 models all in one playground, so you can check it out. It's probably linked in the description. But one of the big problems that we've been having is we're trying to get our app builder online. There is just this, we use Claude Code to do like all of our development. We're all in on Claude Code. Essentially, it ties into our code base, so it knows everything that's going on. It's amazing because you'll give it prompts to redesign or create a new page, and it will go off the design of all your previous pages. So it pretty much replaced a designer for us. I mean, it's seeded from previous things that had to be done by a designer, but it's pretty impressive. And in any case, recently we just had this one problem that one of our top developers has been struggling with for like a week. It just been kicking our butts. It's just one thing and we really just need this to be done. We got one small thing. Once that's done, we're just doing some UI tweaks and then we're going to be launching our marketplace, or our app builder. So I'll keep you guys in the know whenever that happens. But this thing has been kicking our butt. And so it's literally delaying us and we're like pulling our hair out. So today when Claude 4 came out, I texted my CTO for AI Box. And I was like, hey man, Claude Code just came out. Like, could this be our like saving grace for all of the issues we've had? And he texted me back and he said, looks like it might actually be. And I'll tell you exactly what he said, because he was quoting their press release, but we're working with it right now and it looks like this has saved our butts. So I, for one, am very excited, but I think this is going to have big implications for anyone using code and anyone using software. And I'll explain exactly the biggest update here. I think it's very easy on paper to be like, oh, it's better at this benchmark or that benchmark. But this is what my CTO sent back to me. He said, and this is a quote from their press release. It says, beyond the IDE, we're releasing an extensible Claude Code SDK so you can build your own agents and applications using the same core agent as Claude Code. We're also releasing an example of what's possible with the SDK Claude Code on GitHub, now in beta. We've significantly reduced behavior where the model used shortcuts or loopholes to complete tasks. Okay, this is what I'm excited about. Both models are 65% less likely to engage in this behavior than Sonnet 3.7 on agentic tasks that are particularly susceptible to shortcuts and loopholes. Okay, so pretty much what's happening is one of the big issues we'd have, and this isn't just with Claude, by the way, like ChatGPT, all of the models have this. If you asked it to do something, it would like try to come up. It's like a human. It tries to come up with the easiest way to do it, like the most simple way. But that is not always the best. And sometimes you need like someone to sit down and think really hard on the best way, not the fastest or the easiest way to do something. And so we saw this essentially play out when ChatGPT released like their last update or whatever. And they're like, you know, it's good, but if you give it like unlimited compute and give it $1,000 of like compute per question, it's like insanely good, right? And that highlighted a very real reality for these AI models, which is that if you tell them to think harder and you give them permission to use more compute, they will give you much better responses. And so with code, it's interesting because like, you know, when it's just like a response about like a document or something, there's not always a lot of money riding on it. So it doesn't always matter like how deeply it thinks about something. But for code, it matters a lot because, you know, we will go on Claude and we'll burn through hundreds of dollars in tokens, which are like discounted from normal. So from like a normal user, but we'll burn through hundreds of dollars of tokens in like days. So we're burning like, we could burn like $100 in Claude Code in a day. And like, if, you know, for most people, they're like, oh my gosh, $100 a day. Like that's, you know, insane when you're working on like a big project. But like for us, it's like, yeah, but if we hired a developer for it, that'd be $1,000 of like code right. That they're able to generate. So it's like totally. Super, super worth it. But it kills us if it can't think hard enough, if it takes these quote unquote shortcuts or loopholes. So anyways, I'm really excited. This is saving my bacon. But I think that a lot of people are in the same park where these new updates are going to make this way more usable for developers.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm trying to think through this like practically because, you know, we had mentioned last week on the podcast how you use Claude to write a lot of the code for AI Box and how they're also good at designing. And so it can come up with pretty good apps, all with AI code. You know, my experience with some of these apps that feature, like I'm going to talk about the captions app for a minute, just as an example, because you kind of told me about that and I've been using it a ton. It's a great app. They have some AI features baked in to the app and some of them are good and then some of them are not so good. For example, they have a AI script writer within the captions app. So if you don't like know what you're going to write, it can generate a script for you. But to be honest, it's not that good. I still will have ChatGPT write my scripts and then bring it over. But I feel like if the developer is using Claude to write the apps, do you think that some of those baked in AI features would be improved with if it's based on Claude? Do you think like with this new model?
Yeah, I definitely think it's a possibility. I'm super excited about it. And like, again, it's easy to like just to talk about like, you know, oh, it hit a higher place on the benchmark. So like I'm looking, if you're on Spotify or YouTube, you can see my screen that I'm sharing, but I'm looking at like the benchmarks and the benchmarks look fantastic. Like Claude is is at, so for example, for the agentic coding, the SWE bench verified, Claude Opus 4 is at 72.5 to slash 79.4. I don't really know what the range is. They give their models a range of like low to high. So I'm just going to say the lowest number because they don't give it the other models a range. But that's compared to ChatGPT's highest model at 69% and Gemini 2.5 at 6.3%. So like 72%, this is a significant improvement over the other models. And you can go down the list of all of the different benchmarks. They're smoking in some areas. Others, they are not. I will say Gemini 2.5 Pro has 83% on high school math competition, and they're at 75%. Although they say 75/90, I'm just going to go on the low end of it. If they want it to be better, then I don't know. I don't think you get to pick and choose if you take it like 100 times your highest and your lowest. You just get to pick the average. Or something. But in any case, it's not the best on everything, like reasoning or even visual reasoning. Gemini is beating it. But on code, like specifically code, it is the winner. And this is what I hear from everyone. These models, they're just really good at certain things and they're not all the best at everything. And I think that's totally fine. But if you want the best code model today, I think that even with Google just releasing Gemini 2.5 Pro and all of these things coming hot off the press with OpenAI releasing their codex, like even with all of that, Claude 4 is now the winner for code, and it's the best one. So I'm pretty excited that they've stayed in the race.
Yeah, that's exciting to see. And I mean, it's not going away either. We talked a couple weeks ago too about how Microsoft has replaced, or they do 30% of their coding now with AI. So the AI coding thing is really a big, it's going to be big for the job market moving forward, I think, as well, which will be kind of interesting to see what happens, you know, and where, you know, because I'm assuming not everyone's going to just lose their job, but they're going to find management positions or just be able to increase their volume like we've talked about before. Anyhow, if you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave us a review. We really appreciate those, and it helps us make more of these podcasts. And also check out the school community if you want to learn how to actually make money online or grow your business with AI. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better, they've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.